You're about to meet Herb, born in 1932, 81 years old when I interview him in Pasadena. Not only does he know music when you play it for him, he has a CD collection the size of a gorilla of the songs that he has written and recorded, and he's all over YouTube. An 81-year-old all over YouTube, you got to see him, you got to hear him. Let's listen in as I play music for him and I talk to him about his love for music and the love for his wife and children. Well, what was it like in Oklahoma when you were growing up? Did you listen to music?
Yeah.
And what did you listen to?
Country.
Did you go to dances?
Yeah.
Who would you dance with?
My wife.
Ah, what's her name?
Name was Dora. I wrote a song, I've got it. It's called Dream Girl.
Used to sing that with your wife?
Yeah.
How long did you write music?
Oh, I don't know, 30 years. Yeah.
When you were writing a song, would you practice by singing it to your wife? You're smiling.
She'd smile, be happy.
So you did a lot of songwriting.
Yeah.
I insert one of his CDs and I start to play it for him and I hear children in the background. Here's what he has to say. I hear kids in the background. Who are they?
There's always kids. We were doing it in our home, and I had five kids.
You had five kids. How many boys? How many girls?
Three girls and two boys.
Was it fun raising those children?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a fan of Merrill Haggard?
I liked him, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Where would you be when you were listening to that?
Dancing or something.
You'd be dancing with your wife?
Yeah.
When you hear the song, can you see her?
Yeah.
And what does she look like?
Beautiful. I loved her.
What was the greatest part of being married to her?
Well, making love, having five kids.
Let's listen to his memories as I play Hank Williams. Can you see her while you're listening to Hank Williams?
Yeah.
What does she look like?
Beautiful.
Would you ever dance where you would, you know, stretch her out, you know, and swing her around?
We did a little bit of that.
Did you? Was it fun?
Yeah.
If you could get up and dance, would you dance?
No way. I'm in a wheelchair.
If your legs were working, would you get up and dance?
Yeah.
Are you having fun here?
Yeah.
This has been very fun. Thank you very much.
It's fun.
Not only did he tell me he was having fun enjoying himself in Pasadena, but he sings about his passion. Listen in as he talks about a course he took and an instructor who was a singer. And without words in front of him, without the music, he asks me, do I want to hear it? Of course. And he sings it on key and he remembers every word. Let's listen in.
I got one that, you ever hear of Harriet Schock? She's a songwriter, teacher. She taught a class and I took her class. It's called Arizona Cowboy. You want me to sing it?
Yes, please.
On a cold winter morning, in an everlasting light, spied a wild-eyed young cowboy in the alley on the ground. Dismounted my pony, as I did, I heard him say, "Oh Lord, please forgive me," and he died where he lay. As I looked at him lying there, not knowing what it was all about, I swore to the stars above that I would find out. Found the sheriff and the parson, what a story they did tell of a handsome young cowboy all the town folks knew well.
Our vision.